Well, thank you, Pastor, Mr. Paul, for leading us in music today. It's nice to hear so many voices sing out. I hope that our English ministry will one day have that same passion. I lack it myself. I'm a little sheepish when it comes to singing, but it's nice to be among the saints and hear the full choir. So anyways, good morning.
多謝 Paul 帶我們唱的詩歌，我是 好開心聽見咁多人一齊唱歌，希望有一日我哋英語崇拜都有咁多人唱歌。
I want to invite you this morning to go ahead and open your Bibles, if you haven't already, to John chapter 7.
如果你有聖經的話,
I'm sorry, John 7, excuse me.
如果你有聖經的話, 請你打開約翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7.
約翰福音第七章。
Hey, don't judge me.
不要判斷我。
You've probably heard someone say that before, right?
你可能都聽過人哋咁講嘅。
Maybe you've even said that yourself. Hey, don't judge me.
或者你自己都會咁同人講，喂，唔好判斷我喎。
And I think many times that statement that you've said or maybe you've heard, it insinuates in our minds that judgment is a bad thing, that we shouldn't do it.
當我哋咁講或者聽到人咁講嘅時候，我哋或者就會覺得，哦，原來判斷係唔係一件好嘢嚟嘅喎。
But is judgment truly a bad thing?
但是判斷本身是不是真是一件壞事呢?
I looked up in the dictionary recently just a simple definition of judgment, and this is what it said.
我最近翻字典，看看这个判断是怎么解呢?
Judgment simply means the ability to make considered decisions.
判断就是说考虑过怎么样来做一个决定。
Or to come to a sensible conclusion.
或者是说做到一个有意义的结论。
The scripture teaches us, as we'll see this morning, that we need to make right judgments about God, about others, and about ourselves.
我们今天看圣经的话，就会看见圣经是教我们，我们是要作出正确的判断，关于上帝，关于别人，关于我们自己。
Making right judgments is a good thing. The problem is, we don't know how to do it.
做一个正确的判断是一件好事，问题是我们不懂得怎样做。
This morning, I want us to learn together from Jesus how to make right judgments in our life.
今天我们从圣经要看看耶稣怎么教我们，怎么样作正确的判断来到在我们的生活当中。
And as you'll see, Jesus doesn't only want us to learn how to make right judgments, he actually wants you this morning to practice making right judgments.
我们今天会看到，耶稣不单止教我们是要作正确的判断，而且耶稣会教我们怎样去做一个正确的判断。
In this passage this morning that we're about to look at,
今天我们要看的经文呢,
Jesus is going to essentially invite you this morning to judge him.
我们今天会看到耶稣要求我们怎样去判断他。
He's saying, if I can take liberty to say this, he's saying, please judge me.
他甚至可以说,
Jesus is saying, please, please, listen to what I say and make a sensible judgment.
耶稣是说,你听清楚我怎么说,然后你做一个有意义的判断。
Watch closely how I live and what I do and make a judgment.
你们看看我到底怎么样行,怎么样活,听我说,怎么样做一个正确的判断。
We'll see this morning that this is not just an invitation that Jesus is offering us. This is a command.
我们今次会看到这个不单止是耶稣叫我们的，而且这个耶稣的命令来的。
We are commanded to make right judgments about God, about others, and about ourselves.
我们是上帝吩咐我们怎样是作正确的判断，关于上帝，关于别人，关于自己。
So this morning I want to invite everyone to go ahead and put on their little judgment hat.
所以我请大家个个都戴起一个做审判官的帽。
And let's make together some informed judgments about who Jesus really is and live accordingly.
睇下耶稣到底是一个怎样的人，那我们怎样学习我们的生活。
So with your Bibles open to John 7, I just want to begin by giving you a little bit of a context of where we are in this book.
我们会看约翰福音第七章，我首先跟大家讲一讲那个背景，知道怎样来看约翰福音。
In John 7, Jesus is in Jerusalem, it's October, and it is the Feast of the Tabernacles.
在这个段经文的背景就是 在十月，大概在住棚节，耶稣在那里。
And this is one of the highest, most popular festivals in the Jewish calendar. This is like our Thanksgiving.
对犹太人来讲，这个是一个很隆重的节日，几乎好像我们今天的所谓感恩节了。
The last time that Jesus was in Jerusalem was a year and a half ago.
上一次耶稣去到耶路撒冷，差不多一年半之前的。
And it was at that time, a year and a half ago, before the account that we're talking about this morning, that the Jews began to plot the assassination of Christ.
就一年半之前，那些犹太人已经在商量怎样可以除灭耶稣的。
And I want to turn you to that passage quickly because Jesus is going to recall that in the passage this morning. So, by way of introduction, if you'll turn in your Bibles to John 5, just go back a couple chapters. This is a year and a half.
要讲讲个背景嘅话，请大家翻去圣经，褪翻去约翰福音第五章嗰度，睇下呢个背景。
So a year and a half has passed between John 5 and John 7.
一年半啊，相隔喺约翰福音第五章同埋第七章嘅。
And in John 5, Jesus has performed a miracle, an incredible miracle, where he heals a man who hasn't walked for 38 years.
在约翰福音第五章那里，耶稣是做了一个了不起的神迹，是将一个38年行得的路的人等他能够行走。
And the Jewish leaders are not happy about it because Jesus did this healing on the Sabbath.
犹太人的领袖就很不高兴了，因为不是因为耶稣行神迹，而是他竟然在安息日来行神迹。
And so after Jesus heals this man, he goes to the Jews and he shows that he's been healed. And instead of the Jews being excited and thankful and happy and praising God, they condemn Jesus for doing this amazing miracle.
当耶稣将这件事在众人面前做了之后，犹太人的领袖不单止不多谢他，并且就判断他，说他竟然在安息日行神迹。
So I think this is going to get tricky here because I'm going to read some of the passages and I don't know if you'll be able to remember all the verses that I read, but I'm reading right here John 5 verses 15 through 18.
我现在就要读约翰福音第五章15-17节。
So follow with me if you can.
如果你有圣经的话，麻烦你跟着我看。
The man who was healed by Jesus, it says in verse 15,
在约翰福音第五章十五节嗰度，嗰个被耶稣医好嘅人咁话。
He went away and he told the Jews that it was Jesus who healed him.
佢走去话俾犹太人听，系耶稣医我嘅。
And this is why the Jews were persecuting Jesus because he was doing these things on the Sabbath.
犹太人嘅官长要除害耶稣，因为耶稣系喺安息日行呢个神迹嘅。
But Jesus answered the authorities, "My Father is working until now, and I am working as well."
耶稣的回答就说，我的父直到今日都行神迹，我也都是。
Verse 18. This is why the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him.
犹太人更加想杀他，因为耶稣这么说。
Because not only was he breaking the Sabbath,
不单止他是违反了安息日，
but he was even calling God his own father, making himself equal with God.
并且他叫上帝做天父，将自己同上帝摆做平等。
So a year and a half has gone by since the account in John 5.
一年半过咗啦，从约翰福音第五章到第七章啦。
Now Jesus comes back to Jerusalem and he knows that everyone is looking for him and they're looking not only to judge him but to kill him.
耶稣再来到耶路撒冷的时候，他知道那些人不单止来找他，并且想杀他的。
In John 7, you can go back to John 7, Jesus is 6 months away from his crucifixion.
到约翰福音第七章的时候，其实耶稣离开十字架已经只有六个月了。
And he reappears now in the last stretch of his earthly ministry to preach the gospel before he goes to the cross.
所以他其实就在上十字架之前，最后一段时间冲刺来到讲福音。
Now you would think if Jesus was a normal person,
你想耶稣是一个正常人吗？
He would probably try to avoid places, or maybe you would try to avoid places where you knew you were going to go and be judged by people.
你想下耶稣会不会是说避开这些这么危险的地方呢？
You would probably avoid places if you knew people were there to kill you.
你通常就会离开那些地方，这么危险的人想杀你的。
But that would be incorrect.
但是
Jesus wants to be judged. He knows he's going to be judged and he wants to be judged.
耶稣知道他会被判断，而且他希望人家判断他。
Not only by these people in Jerusalem, but he wants to be judged by you this morning in this room.
不单只是在当年的耶路撒冷希望被判断，而且希望我们今天坐在这里的人都来做一个正确的判断。
And I know we've just read the passage, but I'd like to read it one more time all the way through as we begin our closer look at this passage. John chapter 7, verse 14 through 24.
我们刚才已经读过这段圣经，不过我想再读一次了，就是《约翰福音》第七章十四至廿四节。
It says, about the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and he began teaching. And the Jews therefore marveled, saying, how is it that this man has learning when he has never studied?So Jesus answered them, My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. If anyone's will is to do God's will, he will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own authority. The one who speaks on his own authority seeks his own glory. But the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him is true, and in him there is no falsehood. Has not Moses given you the law? And yet none of you keep the law. Why do you seek to kill me?And the crowd answered, You have a demon. Who is seeking to kill you? And Jesus answered him, I did one work, speaking of the work in John 5, and you all marvel at it. Moses gave you circumcision, not that it was from Moses, but from the fathers, and you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If on the Sabbath a man receives circumcision, so that the law of Moses may not be broken, you are angry with me because on the Sabbath I made a whole man's body well? Do not judge...by appearances, but judge with right judgment.
刚才牧师是读了约翰福音第七章十四到廿四节，我用广东话读一次。到了节期，耶稣上殿里去教训人，犹太人都稀奇说：这个人没有学过，怎么明白书呢？耶稣说：我的教训不是我自己的，乃是差我来者的。人若立志遵从他的旨行，他必晓得这教训或是出于神。或是我凭着自己想说的，人凭着自己说是求自己的荣耀，唯有求那差他来者的荣耀，那人是真的，在他心里没有不义。摩西岂不是传律法给你们吗？你们却没有一个人守律法，为什么想要杀我呢？众人回答说，你是被鬼附了，谁想要杀你呢？耶稣说，我做了一件事，你们都以为稀奇。摩西传国礼给你们，其实不是摩西起的，乃是从祖先起来的。从此你们也在安息日给人行国礼。我若在安息日受国礼，免得违背摩西的律法。我在安息日叫一个人完全好了，你们就向我生气么？不可按外貌判断是非，总要按公平判断是非。
What does the Bible teach?
圣经教我们什么呢？
Are we to judge or not judge?
我们是要判断呢，抑或不要判断呢？
Are we to exercise hypocritical judgment or true judgment?
我们是做一个外表的判断呢，抑或做一个正确的判断呢？
Matthew 7 is probably one of the most popular Bible verses today.
马太福音第七章那段呢，可能是今天非常之流行，大家都喜欢的那段经文来的。
Matthew 7:1 says,Judge not, lest you be judged.
马太福音第七章第一节就话唔好判断别人，免得你自己被判断噶。
I feel like that verse is even popular with the unbeliever. If they may not know many verses in the Bible, but they know Matthew 7:1.
我觉得嗰啲唔信耶稣嘅人更加喜欢呢句话，佢就系话你哋唔好随便论断我哋。
Now, people, I think today, including Christians, think that Matthew 7.Proves that Jesus was a teacher of tolerance.
我相信我哋好多基督徒都以为耶稣系教人哋话我哋要容忍。
That he was non-judgmental and that he would never condemn anyone.
佢唔会去判断人嘅，亦都唔会去话边个有边谁是谁非嘅。
And you've probably heard many people around you, maybe you've even said these words, no one has a right to judge anybody.
你可能听好多人讲过，甚至你自己都或者你自己都讲过，唔好随便去判断人啦。
We shouldn't make an adverse opinion about anything or anyone.
我哋唔好为任何嘅事落乱立判断噶。
But that would be a blatant misuse of Jesus' words in Matthew 7.
但呢个系老实讲，好用错咗呢段经文啦。
Jesus is not forbidding all judging. That's absurd.
耶稣唔系话唔准人哋去判断，呢个系错噶。
If he were to do that, he would condemn himself.
如果佢系咁讲嘅话，佢其实就系判断埋佢自己噶。
Because no one criticized and judged the religious leaders as strongly and as much as Jesus Christ.
因为除了耶稣之外，冇一个人好似耶稣咁样嚟到判断当时嘅宗教领袖。
Matthew 7 prohibits us from making sinful, improper, hypocritical judgments.
马太福音第七章嗰度系叫我哋唔好乱咁作判断嗰啲口是心非嘅唔正确嘅判断。
Jesus in John 7 commands us to make right judgments.
耶稣喺约翰福音第七章就叫我哋要作正确嘅判断。
To judge is to form an opinion after the careful weighing of evidence.
一个正确的判断是要小心看下所有的证据，然后作出一个正确的判断。
In the passage this morning, Jesus is essentially saying, please judge me in two ways.
耶稣在今天我们讲的圣经就是说，请你们看清楚那些事实，然后来正确地判断我。
I want you to judge my speech and my teaching,And I want you to judge my actions.
他叫那些人说，你是听清楚我是怎样讲，我怎样做，同埋我怎样行。
I was summoned to jury selection a few years ago, and I'm sure some of you have been in that process before, where you go and you're being selected by different attorneys to be on their to be one of the jurors. And they're asking you various questions about your life, where you're from, what you do, your family life, all those different types of questions. And I remember I was there and the attorney, she asked me, she's like, oh, so you're a pastor. I said, that's correct. Sorry. I forget you're translating, sorry.
我相信我们当中亦都有人去过做陪审团的，去做陪审团的时候呢，就那些两边的律师就反来覆去这样来找哪一个啱哪一个不啱，那他就那个有一个律师就对牧师说了，哦，原来你是牧师啊。
Oh, and I see you're a chaplain for the police department.
哦，你是在警察局度做过牧师啊。
So she said, so I'm just curious, does that mean then you're going to judge my client?
咁佢就哦，咁係咪因此你就會咁樣嚟判斷我嘅嗰個陪審當事人呢？
Yeah. And I was a little, you know, caught off guard, and I was fortunate the judge of the courtroom stepped in and addressed the attorney.
我嗰陣時都唔知點講，唔知點算，點知個法官就同我代答咗啦。
Turned to the attorney and he explained to her that my job as a juror was not to judge her client.
那个法官说，你们做陪审的不是怎样来判断那个当事人。
But to judge the evidence that she presented.
而是在跟着他们提出来的证据来做判断的。
The Bible says we are not nor can we.Judge a person's heart or motives.
圣经话我哋唔可能话判断人嘅里边嘅心里边点谂噶。
That's for God.
呢个上帝先知。
But we can judge and should judge a person's words and actions.
但系我哋可以判断人嘅言语同埋行为。
The prophet Samuel said, you remember this in 1 Samuel 16:7.
我唔记得撒母耳记上咁样讲咧。
The Lord sees not as man sees.
上帝不是好像人这样看人。
The man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
This morning, let's look at the first invitation that God, our Jesus, offers all of us. And he invites us this morning to judge my words. That's our first point. If you're taking notes, the first point, is judge my words. Look at verse 14 and 15.
今日耶稣教我们第一件事就是判断他讲的话。
It says, about the middle of the feast, Jesus went up to the temple and he began teaching. And the Jews therefore marveled, saying, how is it this man has learning when he's never studied?
到呢即日，耶稣上殿里去教训人，犹太人就都稀奇话：这个人没有学过，怎么明白书呢？
This is extremely difficult to preach with the translator. But we're doing great. We're doing great.
We do.
Jesus, in this passage, Jesus walks into the Feast of Tabernacles. He begins teaching, and his words are so powerful and authoritative that people marvel. They're astonished.
耶稣在那个住棚节上去那里教训人的时候，那人就好稀奇，这个人都没学过嘢，点解明白圣经呢？
And this wasn't the only time that people were astonished and marveled at Jesus' words. You remember in the Sermon on the Mount, at the very end of the Sermon on the Mount, after he finished his sermon,
如果大家这个不是第唯一次人来稀奇耶稣的教训的，记不记得在登山宝训最后也都有这么讲？
In Matthew 7:28, it says, those who were there hearing Jesus' teaching on the Mount, they were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority, not as their scribes.
在登山宝训最后那里，那些人就很稀奇说，咦，这个人好像有权柄这样讲的，不是好像普通文士这样教人。
And we see that again in verse 15, the Jews who were their opponents, or his opponents, were still marveling. They couldn't believe how this man could speak like this when he had never studied.
我们今天所读的经文，那些犹太人和官长就很稀奇说，这个人即是耶稣没学过，为什么能够明白圣经呢？
There was something coming out of Jesus' mouth that was clearly next level, completely different than what anyone's ever heard.
在耶稣口边讲出来的话，显然是比一般的高一级的，没人听过这样讲的。
Undeniable.
无可否认的了。
And you see it even at the end of this episode, if you just jump over to verses 44 through 46 in John 7, look at that with me. It says, some of them wanted to arrest him, right? They were after him. They wanted to arrest him and kill him. But it says someone wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him, verse 44.
在这段经文后面呢，就说有些人在当时就想上去捉他。
It says, then the officers came to the chief priests and Pharisees.
那些人去到祭司长和文士那里说，
who said to them, why did you not bring him? Why did you not arrest him?
那些官长就说，为什么你不捉他来啊？
And the officers answered in verse 46.
那些兵就说，哎，那些人是这样。
No one has ever spoke like this man.
没人好像这个人这样教的。
All Jesus wants for us to do, all he wants for the people to do there, is to judge seriously his words and his teaching.
耶稣对当日和对我们都是这么讲，小心留意看耶稣讲过什么东西，做过什么东西，然后判断。
But quite honestly, Jesus wants you to judge his entire life.
但事实上耶稣是要求我们在他一生的事来到判断。
Look at his lineage.
看看他的出生。
Look at his character.
看看他的性格。
Look at his miracles.
看看他行的神迹。
Look at his healings.
看看他医治。
Look at his teachings.
看看他怎样教。
And make a sensible conclusion about who he is.
然后做一个正确的决定，到底耶稣是谁。
But unfortunately, as we see in this passage, their conclusion was, well, he never studied with us. He didn't go to like the Jerusalem seminary. So he just must be making stuff up.
但是当时的人就很稀奇说，这个人没学过，怎么能读圣经呢？他都没去过耶路撒冷的神学院，怎么识这样啊？
He's just a guy trying to promote himself.
他这个人当然是
his own ideas.
是自己吹嘘的。
But Jesus responds in verse 16. So Jesus answered them.
在16节耶稣就回答了。
He says, "My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me."
耶稣回答的话，我的教训不是我自己的，乃是那差我来者的。
If anyone's will is to do God's will, he will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am just speaking on my own authority.
人若立志遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训或是出于神，或是我凭着自己想的。
He says in verse 15, he says they marveled, saying, they couldn't figure this guy out. He never got taught by anyone. He never went to a seminary, verse 15.
在15節那裡，那些當時的人就很稀奇了，這個人都好像沒什麼受教育的，怎麼會明白聖經呢？
Verse 16, Jesus tells us, I'm not self-taught, my teaching's not my own.
16節耶穌的回答說，我不是自己學的，乃是教差我來的，叫我講的。
But my teaching is from him who sent me.
是差我来的，教我这样讲的。
Jesus is saying, if you really want to know that what I'm saying is true,
耶稣就是说，如果你真的想知道我讲的是真不真呢？
You must first have a desire in your own heart to follow God and do what he says and see if my teaching is contradictory.
耶稣的意思是，如果你真的想判断的话，你一定要先明白上帝是怎么教，然后来判断我讲的东
西。In verse 17 and 18, Jesus gives us two principles on how to make right judgments. Not only
17和18节，耶稣就告诉你听两个原则，怎样来做一个正确的判断。
And I hope and that you will always remember these principles. They're very helpful.
希望大家都要唔好忘记呢两个原则，好紧要。
Jesus says the way to evaluate and judge whether my teaching is from God is number one, does what I say, does it corroborate with Scripture?
第一就系睇下我所做嘅、所讲嘅同圣经符唔符合啊
？And secondly, is what I'm saying, does it bring glory to God?
第二就是我所讲的我所做的是不是荣耀神呢
Remember on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 7 which we just talked about
记不记得在登山宝训道我们刚才讲过了
Jesus just instructed the disciples
耶稣教了他的门徒
not to make hypocritical judgments
不要做这些假冒为善的讲话
Don't judge people for things that you're doing yourself.
不要判断别人，你自己也是这样做的，就不要这样判断人啊。
But then just a few verses below that,
在那句之下几句呢?
He turns around and he says, you need to make right judgments about your teachers.
跟着下去没几句，耶稣就说，你们就要真的判断你们的老师怎么做讲哦。
He says in Matthew 7, 15 through 16, which will come up on the screen, right after he commands them not to judge hypocritically, he says this, but beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruit.
马太福音那里这么说，你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。凭着他们的果子，就可以认出他们来。
So there are going to be people around you who are teaching you different things. How do you know what is true and who you should listen to and who is false and who you should not listen to?
咁所以你哋要留意教你哋嗰啲人，到底边个系应该听嘅，边个唔应该听呢
？Ask these two questions.
问呢两个问题。
Is what's coming out of that person's mouth?
那个人讲的,
does it corroborate with scripture?
符不符合圣经啊?
Number two, is what's coming out of this person's mouth?
第二所讲的,
is it bringing glory to God?
是不是荣耀神啊?
You are to judge them by their fruits.
你们判断是要从这个角度看他们的果子。
And Jesus in John 7 is simply asking his hearers,
耶稣在约翰福音第七章就是叫听那些人
Have I said anything
我有没有讲过任何东西
that contradicts scripture
是违背圣经的
or have I said anything that does not promote the glory of God
我也都有没有讲过任何东西是不归荣耀于神的
Later in John 8, he asked his opponents,
在第八章那裡, 耶穌問他的人,
please tell me one time I ever spoke truth or ever sinned.
他就說,
he asked them point blank.
直接問了,
and in John 8:46,
在約翰福音8章46節,
said crickets. expression. They didn't say anything. It was silent.
那班人都不懂怎麼回答就靜了。
Jesus never said anything that didn't corroborate with Scripture, and he never said anything that didn't glorify his Father.
耶稣没有说过任何一句话是违背圣经，亦都没有说过任何一句话不是归荣耀于上帝的。
But Jesus' second invitation is not, don't only judge my words.
耶稣第二个重点不单止是说听我说的话。
But I also want you now to judge my actions.
Judge my actions.
Again, Jesus' desire in this passage is for people not only to judge his words, but his entire life.
第二点就是说,看我的行动来判断我,不只是我教我说什么东西。
And he says in verse 21,
21节说,
he says, I did one work, and you all marvel at it.
耶稣说,我因做了一件事,你们都以为稀奇。
Now he's referring back to the work that we talked about in John 5 about healing the man who hadn't walked for 38 years.
耶稣讲这句话其实是讲在约翰福音第五章那里他曾经医治过人38年不行的路的那件事。
He said, I did that one work and you guys got all bent out of shape.
我做过一件神迹,你们就,哇,这么麻烦。
Because I did it on the Sabbath.
只不过我是在安息日行这个神迹。
And Jesus is teaching us to apply the same principle when we see people and what they do.
耶稣用同一个原则来教我们看看人做了什么事。
Specifically Jesus in this case.
特别是指耶稣,
is what I'm doing, does it go against Scripture?
我所做的有没有违背圣经?
Is what I'm doing, does it not bring glory to God?
我所做的有没有归荣耀给上帝呢?
Is healing a man, a paralytic, who has never walked for 38 years, is that against Scripture?
医治一个38年残废的人是不是违背圣经呢?
Healing a man who hasn't walked for 38 years, does that not give glory to God?
医治一个38年不行的路的人是不是有大归荣耀给上帝呢?
And again, he is inviting the crowd to make a right judgment.
所以他是要求那些群众来做一个正确的判断。
He says to them, your law says you're not permitted to work on the Sabbath.
你们都说,律法就说在安息日不可以做工。
And we know that circumcision is considered a work.
我们知道行割礼都是一个工作来的嘛。
Yet he says to them, but you'll make an exception for a little child to be circumcised on the Sabbath.
你们就说这个是例外,跟一个小孩子行割礼,这个是例外的,在安息日都可以做。
Because you're concerned about the health of the child. But you'll make no exceptions for me when I make an entire person's body well. Jesus says, stop. Make a right judgment. My actions are more in line with Scripture than yours.
我所行的更加符合圣经，唔同你哋所行嘅。
The Bible teaches that it is right to do works of necessity and mercy on the Sabbath.
圣经就清楚咁样教我哋喺安息日系应该系可以行嗰啲正确嘅同埋安慰嘅事。Remember
in Matthew 12, Jesus goes into a synagogue on the Sabbath, and there's a man with a withered hand. His hand doesn't work.
在马太福音第十二章，耶稣入到会堂里边，有个人的手系残咗唔喐得嘅。
And I just want you to turn there, if you will, with me to Matthew chapter 12 and look at verses 9 through 14.
请大家翻去马太福音十二章九至十四节。
And then I'm just going to read this passage because it makes the point just by reading it.
我就请牧师就咁读一读。
Matthew 12:9 through 14.
马太福音十二章九至十四节。
Jesus went on from there and he entered a synagogue. And a man was there with a withered hand. And they asked him, same people, same Pharisees, his judges, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? And they were only asking that so that they might accuse him. And he said to them, which one of you, I'm just curious, which one of you who has a sheep, if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not take hold of it and lift it out? Who's not going to have their dog fall in a manhole and not rescue it on the Sabbath? Who's not going to help their dog out or their sheep? How much more value is a man than a sheep? So Jesus says, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. Then he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And the man stretched it out, and it was restored, healthy like the other. But the Pharisees went out and conspired against him on how to destroy him.
牧师讲嘅圣经系讲到有一个人只手系残废咗，喺安息喺会堂里边，咁嗰啲人就睇下耶稣会唔会医佢啦。咁耶稣就话喺安息日行善行恶边样得咧？你哋如果有只猫或者只狗跌咗落个水道，你哋会唔会救佢咧？梗系救啦。咁一个人你都唔救，咁所以耶稣就叫个人伸出手来，个人就好翻啦。咁但系嗰啲当时嗰班宗教领袖就好嬲佢啦，就要睇下点样除灭耶稣。
Jesus says the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath.
安息日是为人所设的，人不是为安息日设的。
I want to turn your attention to one more example of how to judge rightly, how to judge actions correctly.
我再讲多一个例来看看怎样来到判断一个行动。
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多前书第五章。
First Corinthians chapter 5. You remember the context here. There's immorality in the church.
在教会里面有些不道德的事。
And there is a man who is sleeping in the church with his father's wife.
有个人在教会里面的竟然跟他父亲的女人同房。
What does Paul say about this when this is discovered, that a man in the church is sleeping with his father's wife?
当保罗听见有这样的事，保罗怎样有什么反应啊？
What does he say?
他怎么说呢？
Don't judge him.
不要判断他。
No one's perfect.
没人是完全的。
Cut him a break.
给个机会他啦。
Is that what happened in 1 Corinthians 5?
哥林多前书第五章是不是这样说？
No, this is the account. Let me read it for you from 1 Corinthians chapter 5, starting in verse 9.
哥林多前书第五章第九节开始，牧师会读一读。
Paul's addressing this issue and he's explaining to the church how to deal with this issue in the church.
保罗听见这个故事就告诉你们应该怎样做。
He says, I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with the sexually immoral people. I'll keep it. Not at all meaning the sexually immoral of the world or of the greedy or the swindlers or the idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world. But I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother if he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed or is an idolater, a reviler, a drunkard, or a swindler, not even to eat with such a one. For what have I to do with judging outsiders? Is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge? God judges those outside. Purge the evil person from among you.
保罗就是说，在教外那些人有些不道德的事是一件事，但在我们教会里面如果有这样的事应该怎么做啊？
Paul is not saying that we are to overlook people's actions. In fact, he's saying in the household of God, as Christians, we are to make right judgments about people's actions and respond accordingly.
保罗不是说叫我们不要论断人，调转来，他说在教会里面，我们应该要清楚地判断这些事。
The Bible commands us, all of us, as Christians,
圣经教我们所有基督徒,
to make right judgments.
要作正確的判斷。
Not only about Jesus,
不單止是為耶穌,
but about each other.
而且彼此都是這樣。
Is what my brother or sister saying and doing Does it accord, does it corroborate with the scripture?
弟兄姊妹所行所作的是不是符合圣经呢？
Is what my brother and sister doing in the church, is what they're saying or doing, does it bring glory to God?
弟兄姊妹在教会里面所作的有没有归荣耀给上帝啊？
We're not only to ask these questions about our brothers and sisters around us.
我们不单只是为我们前后左右的弟兄姊妹这样问。
We're to ask these questions about Christ.
我们问的是关于耶稣。
And we're to ask these questions about ourselves.
而且关于我们自己。
Is what's coming out of my mouth,
我口里面所讲的。
Is it biblical?
是不是合乎圣经啊？
Is what's coming out of my mouth, does it give glory to God?
我讲的东西有没有归荣耀给上帝呢？
Is what I'm doing, is it biblical?
我所做的是怎样呢？
Is what I'm doing, does it bring glory to God?
我所做的有没有归荣耀给上帝啊？
So this morning as we land the plane here, I want us to make one more judgment. And that is number three, if you're taking notes, I want you to judge this morning your own heart.
今天我们第三点呢，就是说我们今天还要判断自己的心。
I want you to go back to John 7 and look at verse 17. This is such an amazing verse.
我们回去刚才读过的约翰福音第七章十七节那里这么说。
John 7:17, Jesus said, If anyone's will is to do God's will, he will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I'm speaking on my own authority.
人有立志凭着他即是上帝的旨意行，就必晓得这教训，或是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。
I want you this morning to look at your own heart.
我们今天看回我们自己的心。
And I want you to ask yourself, do you really want to know who Jesus is?
我们自问一下，我们是不是真的要清楚认识耶稣到底是谁？
Do you really want to know that the Bible is in fact the Word of God?
我们真的想想圣经是不是神的话语呢？
Then Jesus is saying to you right now,
耶稣今天就对我们说，
Before you ask any more intellectual questions,
再问一些这么学术的问题之前，
about who I am,
问耶稣到底是谁，
or what the Bible is,
或者圣经是说什么呢？
Ask yourself,
自问良心，
right now this morning,
就是今朝，就是这个时候。
Is it your will in your heart to do God's will?
你自己的心里面是不是真的想做神要我们做的事呢？
Is that desire in your heart right now? You want to know God and do His will. Ask yourself.
我们扪心自问，我们是不是真的想知道神的旨意，来到遵行神的旨意啊？
Ask yourself, are you ready to really hear His word and obey it?
我们是不是真的准备好来听神的话语，并且是准备听从他讲呢？
Jesus says, if I am going to reveal myself to you, are you ready to follow me this morning?
耶稣说，我今天跟你们讲清楚我是谁，那你愿不愿意今朝就跟随我呢？
Jesus says, knowing me, it's not an intellectual exercise.
耶稣这里说的并不是一个讲学问的事。
It's not about having more information about me.
不是说多知道耶稣做什么事。
It's about readiness.
而是说我们到底预备好没？
Are you ready?
你是不是准备好？
It's a matter of the will.
是讲我们的意愿。
Not the intellect.
并不是讲我们的知识。
Jesus told many parables.
耶稣讲过好多比喻的。
And he would say after many,
讲了好多之后呢，
He who has ears,
有耳可听的，
let him hear,
就应当听。
I remember I had some neighbors, they've moved away now, but it was a father and a daughter.
我以前有一个邻居是父亲和一个女。
And you would hear them argue from time to time.
来不来听他们就争拗了。
And one of the things that the daughter always said to the father, I would hear because the windows were open.
因为那些窗打开了，所以我听到个女咁样同佢老爸爸咁讲嘅。
At one point, she get real frustrated with her dad.
佢有时真系好烦啊。
And she would say, "Dad, get some ears.
佢就话：老豆啊，唔该你打开只耳听清楚啦。
And it made me laugh every time.
佢每次咁样讲嘅时候，我都笑起嚟啦。
And I knew what she was saying.
我知道佢想讲乜嘢。
Because I knew her dad.
佢话：老豆啊。
She wasn't saying, "Dad, go, you know, go out, you know, and get a set of ears put on your head, like he didn't have ears or something."
唔系话个老豆系冇耳啊，要插两只耳喺度。
He wasn't saying, "You know, Dad, you're deaf because I've talked to him; he hears fine."
佢唔系话你系聋嘅，我同你讲你听唔到。
What she was saying is, "Dad, I want you to really listen to what I'm saying."
佢其实就系话
and respond.
老豆，你听清楚我讲咩啦，然后你就有反应啦，唔该你啦。
And that's what Jesus is saying here. He who has ears, let him hear.
所以耶稣呢度所讲嘅又系话，有耳可听的就应当听。
He's saying the one who is really listening to me and has the intention of obeying.
佢话如果真系愿意听嘅，而且愿意遵行嘅话
，this person will hear me.
呢个人会听到我讲咩噶。
But if you're not that person.
否则呢
If you're not listening,
如果你不是真的留心听
and you're not seeking to obey,
而且或者说不是真的想来到服从的话
you will never hear his voice.
你永远都听不到耶稣想说什么的了
You will never understand.
你永远都不会明白的
The Bible says God will in fact hide himself from you.
圣经甚至话上帝会好似隐藏起嚟咁样。
If you do not have the will to obey, you will never know God.
如果你冇心嚟到遵从嘅话，你永远唔会明白上帝。
God is not some subject for you to study.
上帝唔系一个一门学问等嚟到学嘅。
He is your creator who is to be obeyed.
佢系创造主，我哋系要遵从嘅。
That's why Jesus said in Luke 8:18, which will come up on the screen.
我哋跟住喺路加福音第八章嗰度咁讲啦。
Take care then how you hear, for to the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he thinks he has, is going to be taken away.
路加福音第八章十八节咁话：你们应当小心怎样听，因为凡有的，还要加给他。凡没有的，连他自己以为有的，也要夺去。
Jesus is just saying here.
耶稣呢度讲
，If you hear and respond to my word in faith and obedience，
如果你系小心咁样听，而且有服从嘅心嚟到听嘅话
，then you will receive more truth from me。
你就会喺耶稣嗰度得到更多嘅真理。
But if you did not receive。
但是如果你不接受真理的话呢
？And seek to obey, you will lose whatever you had.
又不预备去遵行的话呢，你自己以为有的都要被夺去的。
I want to just close here this morning with a little story of D.L. Moody, who many of you know is a famous evangelist in Chicago, and he writes of his own conversion.
我哋而家讲喺结束嘅时候讲一个故事，关于穆迪佢芝加哥嘅传道人，佢临佢嘅事工最后佢讲个咁嘅话。
And maybe some of you can relate to what he's going to say。
或者大家有啲人可以明白佢当时系点样嘅情况。
He says in the beginning, he said, "I prayed for faith to know God and do His will."
我希望我可以真系嚟到。想有心的明白神的旨意，同埋愿意跟随佢所讲嘅。
And I thought that someday faith would just come down and strike me like lightning.
我有时以为信心信仰就好似闪电咁样，有一日会拍落我度啊，咁我就会接受啦。
But faith did not seem to come.
但系信仰唔系咁嚟。
One day,
有一日
，I read in the 10th chapter of Romans.
在罗马书第十章那里
Now faith comes by hearing
信是从听而来的
And hearing by the word of God
听是从神的话语而来的
I closed my Bible
我盖了圣经
And I prayed for faith
我就为我的信仰来祈祷
I opened my Bible.
再打开圣经。
And began to study.
咁样嚟到啊，认真咁样嚟到。
And faith has been growing ever since.
从此之后，我嘅信仰一路增加啦。
When we ask God to speak to us with the intent to obey, to listen and obey, everything changes.
当我哋真系咁样准备嚟到接受神嘅教训嘅话，我哋真系会改变嘅，就会信心会增加。
Jesus is saying it's not does not require great learning to be a Christian.
耶稣话唔系你要学好多嘢先至可以做到基督徒。
And to be convinced of all the truth in the Bible.
又要知道晒整本圣经所有嘅真理。
It requires an honest heart.
但系需要一个诚实嘅心。
And a willingness to obey God.
同埋真心嚟到愿意听从神嘅话。
Jesus would ask you this morning to judge yourself rightly.
耶稣今朝就要问要求你。
Is that the desire of your heart this morning?
你个心系咪咁咧？
Let me pray and ask that it would be for all of us.
我现在会带大家祷告。
God, we come to you.
上帝，我哋嚟到你面前。
As little children,
好似小孩子一样。
Completely dependent on you.
完全依靠你。
Understanding that we can do nothing apart from you.
明白，除了你之外，我哋自己咩都做唔到。
And Lord, we ask that you would reveal yourself to us.
我哋要求请求嘅系你打开自己，让俾我哋睇。
I pray, Lord, for all of us that we in this room would have a desire, not just to know you intellectually.
我愿意今日求上帝为我哋今日所有嘅人，唔单止系喺知识上边嚟到认识你
，but to know you personally.
而系喺个人度体会你。
God, give us the desire to want to obey.
上帝啊，愿你俾我哋有呢个愿意听从你嘅话咁嘅心。
To want to follow you.
愿意跟从你。
God, we pray for this, for all of us in this room this morning.
上帝，我哋为今日喺呢度所有嘅人祈祷。
We ask it in your name. Amen.
我哋奉耶稣基督嘅圣名祈求，阿门。